Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10-ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you'd like, it could be because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. In fact, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form, just like I do. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital chemicals that are created from those 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule has 10 servings of them. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel phenomenal. People report that their skin looks better. They have fewer aches and pains. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. The price of fruits and veggies are going up. Call Balance of Nature at 800-246-8751 and use the promo code KMC, or go to balanceofnature.com, but make sure you use the promo code KMC. Good health is only a phone call away. Call Balance of Nature at 800-246-8751. Use the promo code KMC. Balance of Nature, changing America, one life at a time. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Vindication in the headlines. Dr. Douglas Howard vindicated on the health front. We'll talk about that later this hour. Frank Morano here to talk about Julian Assange's intended vindication or not. Tyson Langhofer of the Alliance Defending Freedom weighing in on a very important case. And we start with breaking news from the Beltway with the new RNC spokesperson. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hard to believe it could have happened, but it did. There was spying in my campaign, and his answer was a very accurate one.
That was the president from earlier today. Not quite as animated as the soundbite that he had out in front of the helicopter yesterday. But did you see Nancy Pelosi today weighing in, going after, fangs bared, if you will, towards the attorney general, calling him every name in the book, claiming that he's the attorney general for Donald Trump and not the United States of America? I might add, Lady Speaker, that Mr. Barr was previously confirmed and served honorably as the attorney general. This is his second tour of duty. He has had nothing but exemplary performance in the post that we've ever known publicly. And just because he said spying occurred? This is crazy. But it is the feeding frenzy that is the Beltway today. And here to discuss it and to give us a little bit of analysis is someone who was a former senior writer for the Washington Free Beacon. She's also been a staff writer for CNS News. She's a graduate of Temple University. And maybe most notably, at least in these parts, she replaces our very good friend Kayleigh McEnany as the spokesperson for the GOP. Elizabeth Harrington, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio for the first time. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about in your beat, if you will, when you were a reporter just hours ago, was the Beltway. Your reaction to what's going on in Washington today over that little word that Mr. Barr used in his Senate hearings yesterday, the word spying.
Right. It's truly amazing. Just the simple fact that the attorney general used the accurate word to describe what the Obama administration was doing to the Trump campaign, which was using disinformation as an excuse, as a pretense to spy. I mean, we're talking about secret subpoenas. We're talking about wiretaps. We're talking about covert informants. That is called spying. And for the Democrats and their allies in the media to malign and smear this attorney general who has decades of exemplary public service is just disgraceful because it's just par for the course. This is what they do. When they don't have the facts on their side, they lie, they smear. We saw it with Justice Kavanaugh. We've seen it since President Trump announced his candidacy. That's all they've done is attack him. And now that after 2 years of spinning this crazy conspiracy theory about Russia, and it's totally come out no evidence whatsoever. Now they're just grasping at anything they can and trying to smear the attorney general in the process.
Let's talk a little bit about what their strategy is in doing so, Elizabeth. We're speaking with Liz Harrington of the GOP. She's the new national spokesperson for the Republican Party. If Nancy and she, you know, in that presser that she held this morning, she had several of the leadership from the Democrats around her. If they're going to go on that aggressive of an attack against the attorney general, is their game plan to try to discredit him before he can say anything else publicly? How does just attacking him in any way diminish the evidence that he may or may not already be in possession of and eventually reveal, either through the release of the special counsel report or another inspector general assignment coming up, or maybe even an additional special counsel looking into some of the origins of this stuff?
Right. They don't, they have no interest in actually getting to the truth. They only have an interest in getting the report so then they can, again, selectively try to leak and spin a new fabrication, a new conspiracy, because their first one fell through. And so this is going to be the playbook, and we shouldn't be surprised because the Democrats have refused to accept the results of the 2016 election. They refused to accept the results of the FBI investigation into Justice Kavanaugh, and now they're refusing to accept the results of the Mueller investigation, which Attorney General Barr quoted verbatim from the report in his summary that said right. no Trump associate was involved, and actually that Russians tried to reach out to Trump associates and they were rebuffed. So there was no collusion and there was no obstruction, and the Democrats have nothing except just to try to spin a new conspiracy from this.
Well, and if they and I don't think that they thought, I really honestly don't think that they were imagining that where the attorney general would then turn his attention would be to take a look at the origins of how it all started. But right. Liz, somebody has to go to jail because either great privileges were taken in ways that they shouldn't have been, or you had a president that was committing treason. And we kind of already know what the second part of that equation is. That didn't happen. So how did they ever get to the point where you had FISA courts agreeing to basically use unconstitutional methods to spy on legitimate citizens that posed no security threat to the United States? I mean, it's really confounding to an average citizen to say that the government could have that much power to go that far with you and all of it be on fraudulent terms.
Exactly. The real scandal here has always been how the Obama administration weaponized its Justice Department against its political opponents who were out of power, the Trump campaign in 2016. And not just, they're connected too. You can't disconnect the FBI's activity. Everything they've accused this president of doing, they themselves have done. They meddled in the 2016 election. The FBI, these hacks, these partisans, by first shielding Hillary Clinton and not prosecuting her. They gave immunity to everyone on her team, and they totally turned a blind eye to her mishandling of classified information. And then they took this, basically the same lawyers, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, then Andrew Weissman, all of these, Comey, McCabe, all these same cast of characters, then were put on the Russia investigation. They weren't put on it, they started it.
Right.
They started it based on disinformation. They accused the president of colluding with the Russians. They were the ones that were paying Hillary Clinton, and the DNC paid for the Russian disinformation, the dossier. And then they used that to spy on the Trump campaign. They were the ones that were spreading the disinformation and meddling in our election. We have to get to the bottom of this because it's an incredibly gross abuse of power. And if they're not held accountable, these were private citizens. And the president has been right about this from day one.
Day one.
Spied on his campaign. They did tap the wires. Everyone freaked out when he said that. He was absolutely right. And thank goodness that the Justice Department is finally going to get cleaned up under Attorney General Barr, because we have to get to the bottom of this so it never happens again.
Yeah. Liz Harrington, spokesperson, newly crowned spokesperson for the GOP, thank you for your time today. And come on back to Kevin McCullough Radio. We appreciate it. When we continue, Tyson Langhofer joined us from the Alliance Defending Freedom. There's a story going down in Arizona that you're not aware of, but you should be, because your kids could be the next victim. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
This is our town. It's a close-knit community, the kind of place where everyone knows everyone.
Text your mom and tell her where to pick you up.
Love you guys.
This Easter.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
No one can survive that long.
We got him!
The odds were against her son.
We've done everything possible.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please, God, send your Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a
Paul?
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
You don't know my son. He is a fighter. So I need you to be the best, and you just let God do the rest.
Discover the incredible true story.
I'm your pastor. I'm supposed to walk alongside you for as long as it takes.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
Whatever you have for me or my son, I surrender.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters April 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bed sheets. The new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC. Or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. But that number again, 1-800-506-2641. Promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Unelected judges, left-wing progressives, they're seeking to eliminate your freedoms. We at Kevin McCullough Radio are fighting the fight for those freedoms every day on air. And the Alliance Defending Freedom is fighting for your freedoms in our nation's courtrooms. It's the Freedom Defense Update. That's what we're going to call this exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio in the weeks to come. Thank you for being here. And I want to introduce you, and you're going to hear a lot more about the good work of ADF on so many different levels. They are coming along as a sponsor of Kevin McCullough Radio for the next several months, and we're very excited to have them. But as part of that, I'm going to tell you stories that you don't know about that you need to know about, because freedoms are being taken away. And it is exactly who I said it was. It's unelected judges and it's left-wing politicians that don't like religious freedom. They don't like freedom of speech. They don't like people having freedoms that say things that they disagree with. And so they're constantly kind of vested in trying to shut down speech that they disagree with. Well, that's where Alliance Defending Freedom is really having a huge impact. And today I'm honored to speak with Tyson Langhofer, who is the director of the ADF Center for Academic Freedom. This is the part of ADF that takes on particularly student free speech rights types of cases. And it's good to welcome Tyson to the microphone. Tyson, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Let's talk about Perry High School in Gilbert, Arizona. What happened there?
Sure. Well, several weeks ago, Perry, during their Spirit Week, had a their last day of the of Spirit Week was called Party in the USA Day, and so students were encouraged to wear USA themed gear and patriotic gear, things like that. And so Logan Jones and a few friends of hers, she's a freshman at Perry, they wore their red MAGA sweatshirts, Make America Great Again, and she also brought along a Trump flag. And one of her friends earlier in the day had the Trump flag, and he just had it around his on his back, on his backpack. And many other kids had other flags and things like that. It was very similar to what they had done. But he was stopped by a teacher and told to remove that. And she said it was disrespectful. And he asked her why. And she just said that this was very disrespectful and provocative. And so he put it away. And after school, Logan and a few of her friends gathered outside the school where they normally do to take pictures, put on Instagram and so forth. And they were taking pictures with the Trump flag. And they were stopped by a security officer and said, you have to leave immediately. This was several minutes after school. So there were still other people around. And he asked why. And the security officer said, you need to give me your name. And she inquired again, why do I need to? And he said, well, go speak with the principal. So she went to the principal's office and called her mom on the way and said, hey, I don't know why I'm heading to the principal's office. And she said, I'll be right there. And when she got there, they again began grilling her, and she asked to answer the questions until her mom arrived. And when her mom arrived, they began having a discussion for a couple minutes about the problem. And then the principal immediately said, look, Logan's suspended for 10 days. You may leave him immediately. And so bottom line is Logan was suspended for essentially wearing a sweatshirt and that promoted the president. And it was done clearly because this teacher, this vice principal's disagreement with the message, because many other students were wearing other political messages and patriotic gear. So it's very frightening how these government officials are allowing their own political views to bleed into their daily lives and then enforcing those against students that just want to engage in an expression that everybody else is allowed to engage in.
Yeah. How did Alliance Defending Freedom get involved?
So Logan reached out to us and we looked into the issue and became very concerned because, you know, this is all we're talking about here is a student that expressed support for the sitting president. And they said that was too provocative and too controversial to express that message. And she was suspended 10 days for it. We got involved. We sent a letter and immediately got in touch with the school. And the school, to their credit, actually, agreed to reduce the suspension because she had already been out 3 days by the time we got involved and allow her to take it from 10 days down to 3 days. But this suspension is still on Logan's record. And so we're continuing to work with the family and hoping to get the school to remove that without having to take some legal action. Because, you know, the bottom line is school officials need to model the First Amendment values that they're supposed to be teaching to their students. And they can't censor student speech simply because they disagree with it. And that's where we're seeing over and over in high schools and public universities, these administrators somehow act as if students are giving up their First Amendment freedoms when they step onto a public campus.
Is there anything more, Tyson, that can be done to help these schools? Like it seems like we're hearing more and more of these stories, and thank God for the Alliance Defending Freedom and what you guys are doing, because if you weren't there, these families would have nowhere to turn to. But isn't there something that we can do that helps remind our, local officials, particularly school boards and teachers and principals and administrators, that they don't have the right to do what they are doing? Like this is not something that's sanctioned. They don't have, especially if you initiate a party in the USA Day. It's all about celebrating the USA, and your sweatshirt says "Make America Great Again." That seems to be in lockstep with the idea of the day, regardless of who's president in the White House at the time. And it seems to me like there should have even been an extra layer of grace on something like that, because you actually initiated the event in which they felt encouraged to wear them.
No doubt about it. That's absolutely right. And that's the point. The point is, look, everybody may disagree about the policies on how to make America great again, right? We can disagree about that, but we can all agree that we desire to make America great. Regardless of whether you think it's still great or has been great or never has been great, whatever, it's our shared country. And so we should be able to converse about political issues of the day without being censored. And that's the problem. And I, you know, you ask what we can do. I mean, we can, one, you can do things like Logan and stand up. And if you get your rights censored, you need to say, look, this is not okay. And I'm going to stand and, you know, not allow the government officials to take away my rights simply because they disagree with me.
Yeah.
But we're also advocating for state legislation on college campuses, because that's where we see a lot of these problems, to reinforce and protect these rights. You know, but I think as citizens, we need to, you know, figure out how to continue to model productive dialogue and be able to engage in these issues in a civil manner, but not back down simply because something's too, we believe is controversial or whatever. We need to be able to articulate our views and do it in a productive manner.
Well, I would hope so. And friends, that's one of the reasons why I'm excited that ADF has become a sponsor of Kevin McCullough Radio and is stepping up to the plate. But I also want you to step up to the plate and help them. Yourfreedomfund.org. When you go to that website, you could give a donation that will help keep Alliance Defending Freedom providing their services for families that find themselves in these kinds of situations. And I think you're going to find that this is going to be an increasingly important issue as the days go by. Yourfreedomfund.org is the website. Yourfreedomfund.org. Yourfreedomfund.org to get more information and to give a gift to the ADF, because they're obviously fighting the good fight on behalf of American families. Tyson Langhofer, thank you. Tyson Langhofer, thank you for being with us today and for taking the time.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio continues. Stay with us. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bedsheets. The new Giza Dream bedsheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. But that number again, 1-800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you'd like, it could be because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. In fact, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form, just like I do. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital chemicals that are created from those 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule has 10 servings of them. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel phenomenal. People report that their skin looks better. They have fewer aches and pains. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. The price of fruits and veggies are going up. Call Balance of Nature at 800-246-8751 and use the promo code KMC or go to balanceofnature.com, but make sure you use the promo code KMC. Good health is only a phone call away. Call Balance of Nature at 800-246-8751. Use the promo code KMC. Balance of Nature, changing America, one life at a time. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I've been seeing what's happened with Assange, and that will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General, who's doing an excellent job. So I know nothing really about him. It's not my deal in life.
Not his deal in life. You know, Julian Assange is such a story that I had to go back and talk to reporters that I was talking to, I don't know, a decade ago when he was coming to popularity. And of course, now he's in custody and his lawyers are fighting for the right not to extradite him. And I'm sure he's, you know, a little bit more worried today than he was yesterday. But this guy has spent the last number of years living in an embassy, the Ecuadorian embassy. The head of that nation changed hands. The new guy, not as patient with him as the old guy was, eventually gave him up. And now he is probably going to be charged with a variety of crimes across multiple countries. And it really is one of the most interesting ends, or at least next developments, in a story that has wound its way through quite a few years of media presence. Joining me to discuss this is my good friend and producer of the Joe Piscopo Morning Show, talented radio talk show host in his own right on Sunday mornings, Murano in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer in New York, and someone that I love to, pick the brain of frequently because he's always got great opinions on things, even if I don't always agree with him. Frank, welcome back. Good to have you.
Oh, Kevin, thanks for having me. It is a real pleasure, as always. It's a shame there's nothing in the news worth talking about.
Yeah, today, right. Huh? It is such a busy news cycle these days. Let me dig into some of this stuff. I've been a naturally conflicted Assange observer for a long time because, I come from a very pro-military family and background, and I know that the military feels very betrayed by him and his operations. Obviously, he'd turned over a lot of documents that had been related to multiple military actions that the military has taken. At the same time, you can argue that his willingness to make things transparent that had not been allowed the American people and the world by extension to see some things that maybe weren't so flattering that we needed to be aware of. So it's one of these kind of, I don't know if I like him, I don't know if I dislike him. I'm not sure that he should be prosecuted, but at the same time, I feel like he's done some awfully wrong things. Where do you come at the Julian Assange issue from?
Well, first of all, I think when it comes to criminal prosecution, we should not make the basis for prosecuting someone and extraditing them, do we like them or don't like them?
There's I agree with that.
There's plenty of reprehensible people out there who I don't think should be put in prison. Now, the question really is Wikipedia, is WikiLeaks a news organization or it's not? Now, I've learned a lot more in the way of news on everything from war crimes to secret speeches that Hillary Clinton was giving from WikiLeaks than I have from the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, and MSNBC combined. So I believe WikiLeaks is a news organization. So then the question becomes, can you put someone in prison for publishing leaked material? Now, my answer is no. It's a clear violation of the First Amendment, and it's not something that we should be doing. All the so-called establishment media has been publishing leaked documents, including those acquired illegally, for many years, going all the way back, I mean, in recent memory, to the Pentagon Papers, and no one threw the publisher of the New York Times in prison. And you know what, Kevin? It's so interesting to me, forgetting about the legal merit of this latest indictment, which I think is very shaky, but it's so interesting to me that so many of the champions of press freedom in this country that criticized Donald Trump for the last 2 years for sending out mean tweets about millionaire TV pundits and saying that he's attacking journalists and by calling the press fake news is somehow against the press. They're completely silent at one of the most successful and most prolific news publishers in the last decade, being hauled off from a foreign country in handcuffs. The hypocrisy is just glaring. But because some of these leaks that he published had, they perceive, to be the beneficial effect on Donald Trump's campaign in 2016, they're willing to throw any supposed ethics or consistency or moral high ground or journalistic integrity out the window.
Well, those are all fair observations, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk with you about this, because, like I said, from my perspective, and I've got a brother-in-law that's in forward duty, and, you know, he's got a perspective on Assange and what he has leaked in the past that was not sanctioned by the U.S. to be public material.
Just to be clear, Kevin, he didn't leak anything. He published material that other people leaked to him.
No, fair point.
I think it's one thing to put Chelsea Manning in prison for leaking classified information. I wouldn't argue with that. And I'm all for going after other people that are leaking classified information in the government. The question is, can you put someone in prison for publishing those leaks? I think to do so is and you and I are both in the First Amendment business, to put someone in prison for this kind of thing is such an incredible encroachment on the First Amendment.
If the question is purely that he's leaking things that he's obtained legally, you know, he has 25 convictions in his career, and he's only paid fines for them, but he's pleaded guilty 25 times to breaking into people's information and to publishing some of that as well. So there's, yes, if he comes by it in a legal manner, it's hard to say that he broke the law. If he doesn't come by it in a lawful manner, I think that's a different story. And now it's going to be up to the Attorney General to figure it all out. But certainly revisiting a name that has not really been in the news for quite some time and a huge story today. Frank Morano, thanks for discussing it with us.
Thank you. I'm going to be covering this at length on Sunday morning here on AM 970 The Answer, so I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it. And we're going to be learning a lot more about this story over the next 24 hours, so you're not going to want to miss Sunday's
program. You can guarantee that. And, of course, if you're in New York City or anywhere, if you've got the app, make sure that you're listening to Joe Piscopo weekday mornings 6 to 10 only on AM 970 The Answer. Frank, thanks so much. Coming right back, Dr. Douglas Howard joins us. We're going to talk about a little bit of vindication on his part in the headlines today. Stay with us. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bedsheets. The new Giza Dream bedsheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. But that number again, 1-800-506-2641, promo code KMC.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America. One life at a time.
I was having a lot of pain in my right hip, and it was causing my leg to be numb below my knee from the hip all the way down. I wasn't getting any sleep. So on top of it, I'm tired. I'm sleep deprived because I'm in pain and I'm not sleeping. So I decided to start taking these things, and the pain is gone virtually. I mean, at 90%, maybe 95%. It was just amazing.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by using discount code KMC.
The price of fruits and vegetables is going up. Call now to see how you can lock in your price of fruits and vegetables for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. Everywhere I go.
Breaking news about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
You know, one of the things I really appreciate about the experts that we have at Kevin McCullough Radio is that they get so many predictions correct. They know their stuff so well that oftentimes I find vindication of things that they say in the press and in breaking news, and it's just so good. David Fisher does that with our money segment. For the longest time now, I have been seeing story after story after story about my next guest, Dr. Douglas Howard. Not stories about him, but stories related to things we have discussed about on this Wellness Thursday segment, where he is like, it's like he was way ahead of the curve on all of it. Researchers at Tufts University making the case now that prescribing fruits and vegetables would actually save $100 billion in health care costs. Dr. Douglas Howard, if you ever needed, not that you do, but if you ever needed a case study to put on the bottle of fruits and veggies, here it is, my friend. Tufts University's got it for you. $100 billion. So
what's interesting with this is that the study does show that prescribing, not just that fruits and vegetables would do it, but prescribing fruits and vegetables, the doctors need to prescribe them. That people listen. You know, we listen to the doctor so much and so well, and I'm glad my patients listen to me. But the key is. We need people in authority to recognize this and do this. And I'll give you a little bit of the problem with this before we get into the study of why this doesn't happen as much either. Because take a guess. What's the average number of hours that a physician gets in nutritional study in medical school? Just the average in all the medical schools, how many hours do you think they get? They study nutrition.
Well, I think you kind of told us this a few weeks ago when we had visited what the New York Times had written about, but I remember it being a very low number. Is 16 too many hours? Is that a high number?
Too much.
Okay.
A little
Six?
Too much. We're down to, let's go 14. But that's the average. You've got some out there doing it 20 and some doing it 2. That's the killer on this.
Yeah.
Is that we have to go back to the roots, and we have to get doctors to recognize the value. It's just chemistry. Kevin, it's just chemistry. Whether it's in a fruit or a vegetable or it's in a drug, it's chemistry. It's just the difference if man put it together or God put it together. And that's the key there. But the study is devastating with the results that they have. That 70, well, it goes through and it talks about, it says roughly, but I'll tell you, most studies show that over 70% of diseases in the United States, are chronic and lifestyle driven.
Hmm.
What's a lifestyle disease? Something you can change. And over 70% of U.S. diseases, are chronic and lifestyle driven. And that's according to the CDC. That's not even out there, you know, in guessing it, you know, something flamboyant that I'm screaming.
Right.
It's true. And those diseases these will surprise you too. Those diseases and conditions include diabetes, asthma, heart disease, obesity, and cancer. They're saying these are our chronic and lifestyle-driven diseases.
Well, and you know what's amazing about this, Dr. Howard, is that these are all the areas that you've had testimonials be coming in from people that have been on fruits and veggies for the longest time. I mean, I remember hearing specific testimonials about diabetes and heart disease and cancer and other things. And you've never said that fruits and veggies, you know, are a cure-all. But the idea that we are living consistently unhealthy, chronic lives, and how does that change habits, good habits, habits that go from being bad habits into good habits, most of which, you know, if you change your diet, it's got to have an impact in these areas.
Well, it does. And the problem is also our diets are getting worse, not better. And if we don't get on the bandwagon, and if doctors won't get on the bandwagon and help us teach the people how important it is, chemistry is chemistry. Nutrition is just good chemistry versus bad chemistry. And then our expenditures are just getting worse and worse in the United States. The healthcare expenditures tripled in the last 50 years.
Wow.
Tripled.
Wow.
And from 1960 to now. And that's astonishing.
Yeah, they say in the study that 86% of all the costs of healthcare are driven by chronic disease. So
86%.
And we all hear the sad story of someone who has cancer and can't afford the treatment, and you know somebody, you know, they hope to get the help, and somebody steps in sometimes, and there's these big exorbitant costs associated with that. That's not part of the 86%. That's somewhere in the 14%. Those big cases. 86% is normal people going to work, eating Twinkies when they should be eating apples.
Well, an expanded scenario, and you'd have to go into more depth of this study, but an expanded scenario saying that we're making the proper foods available to people also by prescription and even helping them get them and you know, that the people who couldn't afford them, and we can go into that too. But just that, let's talk about the number of people it would influence. 3.28 million cardiovascular events could be prevented. 620,000 deaths. How many is that a month? How many is that a week? How many is that a day? And 120,000 cases of diabetes could be saved in the U.S., saving, you know, we can talk about the billions of dollars it saves, but how about the people's lives?
Right, right, right. No, that's the real thing. And, you know, this is like the fourth or fifth headline that's come out in just since we've been doing these wellness segments, Dr. Howard, that are pointing to this direction. It seems like the medical community is kind of getting smart to it now. I mean, at least some people are starting to speak out and say it. And this study certainly seems to indicate it very, very strongly. And friends, that's one of the reasons why right here on my desk, not even that far from behind me, I've got my fruits and my veggies. You know, I took four of them this morning of each. I'm going to take four more this afternoon and evening of each. I haven't gotten a cold all year. If you're not getting the fruits and veggies in your system the way you need to, this is the perfect solution to pay attention to all these studies and all this research and then start making that habitual change for the good. 800-246-8751 and use promo code KMC when you call. Dr. Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Hey, you feeling run down? Sometimes you're just like, I don't have the energy I used to. Did you ever hear that it may be because you're not eating fruits and vegetables, or at least enough of them? There's a brand new study that's just out. I was just talking to Dr. Howard about this on the show the other day that shows that fruits and vegetables are not prescribed in people's lives nearly enough. And if they did, they could save $100 billion in the whole healthcare reform just from eating more fruits and vegetables. Well, it's time to get your fruits and veggies. And now it's easier than ever because they come in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made of synthetics. Balance of Nature is food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and veggies, and once you start taking them, you feel great. People say their skin looks better. They have a lot more energy. You want to improve the quality of your life? You want to do like Kevin McCullough did and get through now an entire winter and spring season without getting one cold? From now on until April 21st, if you call, you're going to get 20% discount and free shipping on any first order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through April the 21st, so call now. 20% off plus free shipping. It's 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com, but don't forget to use the promo code KMC. Balance of Nature. Changing America one life at a time. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah.
Oh, it is you.
The Lord God Jehovah has spoken to me. He said, all creation has rejected him. Mankind refuses to turn from his wicked ways.
I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
Noah, you must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best known voyages.
You must bring two of every animal, bird, and reptile
in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For a location near you, visit noahevent.com. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. And if you missed any portion of today, please go get the podcast. In fact, if you podcast with us through iTunes, would you stop over on iTunes and give us a little review of how you use the podcast and how it's helpful for you? And then if you're a SoundCloud user, if you wouldn't mind doing the same thing, that'd be terrific. It'd help other people understand the value of the show and what it is. But every single day, trying to get you up to speed on the most important stories and helping you understand what they mean and kind of why it matters to the world, but all before you get home. So thanks. You can do that again. Kevin McCullough Radio. Look for it on iTunes or on SoundCloud. Subscribe and then give us a review. That would be really, really helpful. All right. Finally, today, on Tuesday, a Democrat in the House of Representatives in Ohio. So it's the Ohio State House, tried to remove what she called protections for black women from a heartbeat bill that's designed to protect black babies. She argued that allowing black mothers to kill their unborn babies, even if their babies have a detectable heartbeat, would help America move beyond the dehumanizing legacy of slavery. Janine Boyd, an African-American woman, filed an amendment stating that African-American women shall be exempt from the requirements in sections 2919 to 29 whatever of the revised code. And she defended it, saying it would reverse slavery. She said, I consider the slave trade and how black slaves were considered like cattle and put out to stud in order to create generations of more slaves. I consider how many masters raped their slaves, how many masters forced their slaves to have abortions, and I consider how many pregnant slaves self-induced abortion so they would not contribute children they have to this slave system. So let me get this right. The heartbeat bill would actually protect black children. But this black woman wants to exempt black women from protecting black children. And in making that argument, she's saying she's overturning the legacy of slavery. No surprise here. She's a Democrat, and she's about as smart as a Democrat. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.